Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Shift Automotive returns again this year to IFA Berlin, exploring how the latest technologies are shaping the way we live, work, and drive. The two-day convention of Shift Automotive brings together startups, tech giants, car manufacturers, and city planners from around the world. You don't want to miss a minute of all of our coverage from IFA in Berlin, including videos of all of the radio interviews, so you can see the cool products that we're talking about, because we don't want you to miss a minute of any of this cool stuff that we're showing you on Into Tomorrow this week. And this Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Tiffin. All the camera accessories you need. Shop now at Tiffin, TIFFEN.com. And by Jabra, their elite range of true wireless headphones, best for music and calls, Jabra, JABRA.com. A global leader in premium kitchen appliances. Right away, that means money, perhaps. We'll talk about that. Known for their coffee machines, as well as blenders, juicers, and even ovens. Our next guest is the coffee guru with Sage Appliances, Luke Powell. Luke, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, just arrived and feeling very excited for the week ahead.
Yes, indeed, because we're doing this interview, as we are doing many, from the Showstoppers press event. Good segue, thank you. Which is the event that where they bring in a whole bunch of us journalist types to come and talk to a whole lot of people with some great, cool consumer tech products. Consumer technology and appliances has been a big part of IFA for many years. This being our 17th year, we've seen a lot of cool new things being introduced. And apparently, not to be outdone, Sage, known in the U.S. as Breville, you might be familiar with the Breville name for most of our audience, has a really cool coffee maker.
Absolutely, yeah. I would argue the best in the world. We try and bring cafe quality, so the same experience you'd have in a coffee shop, in a place that you love drinking coffee, you can recreate the exact same experience at home. And this goes across our entire range. So the idea is that you're mastering all of the different products that you can make with various cooking techniques.
Yeah.
And our technology brings the back end, giving you all the hard work.
So tell me why someone who doesn't drink coffee, myself, would care.
Maybe you know someone who does like drinking coffee.
The rest of the planet.
Yeah, exactly. thousands of people love drinking coffee.
Of course.
And yeah, hopefully within your household or someone you love, potentially loves drinking coffee as well. So you can
well,
you
if
do
they're
them
in my
favor.
Household, it better be someone I love, or why are they
fingers
in
there? Crossed. I don't want to make any assumptions.
There's that. So you can be a discount barista, I guess, at your own house, right?
Yeah.
You can be your own coffee guru.
I would
and
argue,
that's got to be the best title so far here at IFA that we've had on the show. Coffee Guru as an official title. It says that on his business card. It's really cool. So tell me now about this particular model. What is it called? It just says Sage on it.
This is the Sage Oracle Touch.
Of course it is. The Oracle Touch.
Bringing in a lot of themes there. One, being a sage is a bringer of wisdom. An oracle is someone who can predict the future. We're strongly promoting both of those, in that the coffee machine holds all the knowledge you need to be a coffee professional.
Well, then what I want you to start doing, since it's Sage and Into the Future, is change that to Sage and Into Tomorrow. Because and now, having been a guest, you're going to remember Into Tomorrow, and you're going to start using that.
Definitely.
There you go.
You know, might add it to our blurb.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends how good this interview goes.
Yeah.
Ah, that's what his boss said about keeping him.
Yeah.
So for your sake, make us some coffee, won't you?
Beautiful. So I can explain some of the things I'm doing as I go ahead.
Please.
This machine has a stainless steel conical burr grinder, the same as you'd find in a coffee shop. It grinds and tamps for you. So you can see on the touchscreen, you can pick whichever coffee you like.
And those who are listening only on the radio at the moment, you can't see it. But trust me, you want to see this.
I'll try and explain how it looks.
Well, that'd be good. See, theater of the mind. So do tell us. Oh, and it's grinding.
So it's grinding.
From a bunch of coffee beans at the top, I see.
Falling down into your basket. Yeah. And then they'll be tamped perfectly.
They're falling down into our basket.
Okay. This or portafilter, if you're a coffee guru like myself.
I see.
This also walks you through on the screen everything that's going on. So it says grinding right now. It will then say tamping. And you can obviously change the coarseness of your grind to create the exact coffee you want in the cup.
So it's actually now saying hot water, so that it's letting us know that the hot water is being introduced at the moment, right?
No, not yet.
Sorry.
Here we have a perfectly dosed and ground. So this is 19 to 22 grams, which is, again, what you'd find in a coffee shop. You then put this over into our extraction. Again, the same. So this works with 9 bar of pressure and 93 degree of temperature. That's PID, temperature controlled. So we press extract. On here, you can change the time at which it extracts. So you can create ristrettos if you like drinking ristrettos. You can drink.
What is a ristretto for someone who's a non-coffee drinker anyway?
Well, it's mostly if you're an Italian speaker. It just means restricted.
Restricted?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask Julio, who is a, as he calls himself, a discount barista, about some of these things. But I see he's right behind Chris's camera, like in awe of your machine.
It's incredible. Yeah, I think anyone...
Because he also works at Target, and they have him in the Starbucks section making coffees.
Yeah.
So he wishes he could use this.
Well, I would definitely ask one of our team to get you a discount code, because these machines are like the best. It's a joy to use.
And as the coffee is dripping into the Sage coffee cup, how appropriate... Yeah, you want to turn that toward the camera. There you go. It's all about marketing. How much is this machine, and is it available
yet? It's available worldwide. For the U.S. market, I think it's somewhere in the region of $2,500.
For a coffee maker. I just want to get it right.
You know. Yeah, absolutely.
$2,500. But now those who truly love coffee, see, if I was a coffee drinker, I would drink this and see how good. But wait, you have to add more stuff to it.
So at the same time, this is a dual boiler unit, so it can extract the same time as you steam milk.
Check.
It purges for you. Helping you through the...
I do want it to purge for me.
Just to avoid things like cleaning and all that kind of hassle. Again, it is quite an expensive unit.
Yeah, but now now it's paying for itself.
Oh, yeah.
You got my attention to avoid cleaning. Okay.
Paying for a full-time barista will definitely, that's going to set you back more than £2,500 a year. We have a 2-year warranty, so you've got at least 2 years of full-time barista assistance at home.
There you go. Uh-huh. There's like apparently magic to pouring in the cream. Because he's sort of shaking it as he does it, I guess. Shaken, not stirred. Whoa. And again, on the radio, I'm going to describe the lovely heart. I tried to get him to do the Into Tomorrow logo, and he said, if it looks like a heart, sure, we'll be glad to do that. But can you see that on camera enough? Okay, very cool. Because I know if I tilt it for you to see, it probably will ruin the heart. But, he's showing it to me. Okay, very good. Oh, it's a heart. How lovely.
For you.
For me. Oh, Luke, you shouldn't have. But I will smell it because I love the smell of fresh brewed coffee.
Oh, really?
I just don't like coffee.
Why don't you like coffee?
And can you imagine, as a former police officer for many years?
How did you live?
I know. People on my squads would always say, you mean when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you feel all day?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's a weird way to put it. And when we go to the coffee shop, the donut shop, because everybody thinks that's all we as cops do is go to the donut shop, you don't have coffee?
Yeah.
And I said, I have juice or milk. And they went, get out of here.
So
they would
abandon
me.
It's not the same thing.
Right. But the smell...
So why don't you like coffee?
I just don't. It's just not a flavor I enjoy. I don't do coffee candy, coffee ice cream.
This is definitely for this man here.
Yeah, I know. Who wants to sample this on camera real quick?
Trust
you better get in the light.
Yeah.
Okay, Israel, have a sip of this and tell me. Now, don't mess up the heart. Drink it and keep the heart. go for it. Go for it and tell me if it's good. It's good. Okay. Israel's favorite thing when he likes something is good.
We've made it.
Yes. All right. Well, then you passed that. You passed the Israel test.
I think that would be a key thing to mention is that if you didn't like coffee before, coffee has had quite a complex history where people put worse quality coffees in, and it created this thing where people didn't like that as a flavor.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's the bitterness, if that's even appropriate.
Yeah, so coffee is bitter to a degree. We have 19 grams in the puck, which...
19 grams in the
more,
puck.
You can put more coffee in that's a better quality,
right.
And you get out more flavor that's a coffee flavor, as opposed to a bitter flavor or the negative connotations that some people hold to coffee.
Uh-huh.
You can put in, with our machine, as much coffee as you like, and you'll get out the good bits of it. You can extract it properly, is, I guess, how it's called in the industry.
The good bits.
You extract the bit you want without extracting sort of the ashy flavors or the sour flavors or the bitter flavors. You
You've convinced me to have a sip. But you need a fresh one, and I want the Into Tomorrow logo on it. For more, you certainly want to visit Luke's site and see what he and the team there, David and the others, are doing from Sage Appliances. But we're going to give you the U.S. better known in our area of the world website, so you can check them out. Breville.com. It's Breville. Breville.com. Luke, you are a delight to have on. You are a coffee guru, no doubt, and an awesome barista. I'll now say you're my personal barista. And they say, I thought you didn't drink coffee. Yeah, who cares? I have a personal barista. That's what counts. Intotomorrow.com will get you there as well. And if you're listening on the radio, you've got to see the video of this very cool machine and all the other videos of all the guests here at IFA in Berlin. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. More with Into Tomorrow coming to you from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advanced Media Network.